no siento más temor. Vamos hoy con valor.
I really believe we need to do more to lift up the voices of women all around the world.
Kofi Annan said, when women thrive, all of society benefits. Dr. Ruth Berggren says lifting women up means getting into their communities in countries of need, and her strategies start with community service learning here at home.
Our Center for Medical Humanities and Ethics is here to engage medical students and nursing students from the Health Science Center and get them involved with community. And we have all sorts of projects where we allow a connection to form between our health professional students and kids.
Toward the goal of helping women thrive, the Women's Global Connection has been serving in Zambia, Tanzania, Peru, and San Antonio, Texas.
I think gradually, as you expose girls to more and more of what the outside world is like, the better chance they have in responding.
Nicole Foy is an organizer of the Girls Global Summit happening this Saturday in San Antonio. The summit connects girls from across the city, finding them through school districts, the Girl Scouts, and other organizations, and brings them together for a day of group activities about girls' empowerment and what it means to be a global citizen.
So we're really just kind of putting that carrot out there in a very substantial way, wanting to immerse them for a day in real life issues of girls around the world.
I visit India every year, and all my family is there. And I work with a group there, and it's a home for orphaned girls. And I see how those girls are living compared to how we are, and the things we take for granted. They are privileged just to go to school every day.
Nita Tunga is a Keystone High School student who was chosen as an intern to help lead this weekend's summit.
My group from the International School of the Americas is doing women in the military, and they're analyzing how the different cultures impact the roles that women play. And it's amazing to see how the United States treats women compared to different cultures around the world.
Dr. Berggren says hands-on experience like Nita's trips to India or spending time learning about another culture nurtures empathy that is so necessary to thinking globally.
Even though what we're doing on an individual level or in a community might seem really small and sometimes insignificant, that there are ripple effects that make even our small and humble efforts great. And so this is a quote from Robert Kennedy in the 1960s, and he was encouraging people in South Africa who had been fighting against apartheid and racism. And he said, "Few will have the greatness to bend history itself, but each of us can work to change a small portion of events, and in the total of all those acts will be written the history of this generation."
Middle and high school students will present the projects they've been working on since last fall, and the public is invited. The Girls Global Summit this Saturday is free and lunch is provided. More information can be found under the events tab at womensglobalconnection.org. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.